130. Interdependent Interaction. The board meeting of International Intercom Incorporated was proceeding at its usual pace, a boring meeting. The chairman was holding forth. My fellow board members, we have achieved much over the past year, and there should be no insurmountable obstacles to further intensifying our already intensive cooperation and interaction between all of our associated internet companies throughout Asia, the chairman declared. Everyone attending the board meeting was in a state of intense concentration, trying to look as intelligent as they could. Being the intellectual that he was, intelligence was what the chairman prized most, even more than integrity, although he was a stickler for that, too. I have every intention of integrating our business into one integral whole, while leaving the existing corporate structures intact, however. This is done intentionally, because it will enable all units of our group to interact closely, providing for maximum economies of scale. The only thing that stands in our way is planned legislation that may put severe restrictions on some of our activities. We have intercepted an internet message from one of the governments in the region that is quite worrisome. However, as you know, we have friends in high places who are ready to intercede on our behalf. It was clear that the chairman's vision was clearly one that had been developed by a person of great intellect. That was the reason why his fellow board members were in such awe of him. They greatly respected his intellectual prowess, even if they did not always find his words particularly intelligible. Indeed, some of them could hardly suppress a yawn, but, certainly, none of them would ever dare to interject even the slightest comment or question while the chairman was in full swing with his delivery.